This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll spend our time talking about precision ag. The term is tossed around a lot in the farming world, but what exactly is it? M&M Service Company likes to think of it in terms of technology and helping farmers make decisions. Elaine Frericks, Precision Technology Manager for M&M Service, talked to farmers on Wednesday about a handful of precision programs they have to offer. Some new, some old, but they all aim to help farmers be more efficient.
Good sampling is our core value. That's what you want to have right before anything else is going to work for you. It's kind of your benchmark for yield data to see where you're at and where you want to be. So we promote that and tell you, actually recommend that you soil sample once every 4 years and kind of get a benchmark of where you're at every year. Primarily we work with KSI Laboratories, and they're really good. They've been doing it. We've been working with them for several years. They're very good about, we turn in a field and it's done right away. So we're very pleased with that. We work with them really close.
So then with the grid sampling, do you print off maps and things for the farmers to look at, or how do they use the information?
Yeah, so we get the information back. We'll have KSI do it. And actually, I want to say that we're actually promoting sampling in the late spring, because that actually allows time for both the grower and us to get those results back, go over them during the summertime, get recommendations, maps made, so whenever the grower is ready to harvest in the fall, they don't have to wait for KSI to go out and grab samples. They don't have to wait for results to come in. They don't have to be maps to be made. They're ready to go, so it saves them a little efficiency in the fall time too.
Sounds good. Something that can definitely be a benefit and help plan ahead a little bit, I think. The next thing on your list of things to tell us about was VRT, or variable rate prescriptions. That's talked about a lot in agronomy world. If you don't mind, maybe explain to us what that means, what they are, and how farmers can use them.
Okay, so the variable rate prescriptions we do a lot of. So you can base that on several different items. So this morning we talked a lot about taking our soil test and variable rate prescriptions off of that. If you have yield data available, that is an awesome technology also to use. So it's just like your yield varies throughout the field, you can base your fertilizer rates based on what you took off. If you have both of those items, that's just another layer in the cake, and you can actually get even a better picture and make a variable rate map based on multiple layers, and gives you a better view of what you have.
And I think it sounds like, since it's variable rates, you can put different rates at different areas of the field, so probably some cost savings, but also you're being more efficient, because if there is an area that needs more of a certain fertilizer or nutrient, you can give it that. If one needs less, that also can help you decide that too.
Exactly, Katie. So whenever you are applying fertilizer, just like your yields vary throughout the field, this area took off more yields, you're going to apply more fertilizer back in that area. This one doesn't take as much off, so you're going to apply less fertilizer in that area. So just like your yield varies, the application will vary as well, saving you, getting your most bang for your buck, putting where it needs to be, so you're not over-applying some places and under-applying other places. You're getting the full benefit of your yield potential out there.
Do you have to use the grid sampling in order to get the VRT prescriptions? It sounds like they'd be kind of hand-in-hand, but is it done separately sometimes, or?
No, you pretty much have to have grid sampling. Regular soil samples, you can't really assign a GPS latitude, longitude to, so you actually need the GPS sampling to create the variable rate maps from.
Well, both great things that could benefit farmers. I guess the third thing was called advanced analytics. Can you explain that for us?
Okay, so that's kind of a fancy word for saying what we can do with all this data. You know, we're gathering all this data. You got yield data and soil test data, and you're gathering all this information. And what do you do with that? And how can you make better decisions from that? So the advanced analytics is basically taking that information and maybe running your yield by soil type. Maybe you're running your yield by hybrid, and you know it's going to give you a lot of different information, so you can take that information and make decisions in the next year, or what worked, what didn't, what soil types worked better with this hybrid, and that sort of thing. So a lot of information you can use, just gathering it and making better decisions.
Sure. As with all things with precision farming is related. Making better decisions, I think, is the main goal. I guess the final thing to ask you about, which I was very impressed with, and I thought it was probably the neatest part of what you presented today, something called Mavericks. This is new for M&M. It's pretty advanced technology. So, Elaine, fill listeners in on what this is.
Okay, Mavericks is something new we're offering. It is pretty exciting stuff. Basically, it's ultra-high imagery, and what it does is you put your planting date in along with your fields into the Mavericks program, and it creates what you call a field velocity, and this field velocity is basically taking a five-year history of the satellite images from multiple constellations, and it puts together a benchmark. So whenever you get your fields back, anything in yellow is performing at that five-year bench level thing. Anything in green is going to be performing above that five-year bench level. Anything in red is going to be performing below that five-year bench level that it's set out. So those red areas is something that it's like, wow, that's something that you want to look at, that's you can target, that you can maybe see what needs to be done before you know it needs has issues in that field. So it also includes satellite imagery, and so I think satellite imagery is about a 30-meter resolution, and the ultra-high image that they provide is a 12-centimeter image, and it's plane flown by plane versus using the satellite or the constellations. So you have quite a difference in imagery. So when you're comparing the two, for me, I have to have some visuals. So I compare it to like the satellite imagery would be looking at our fertilizer building, like a view that, versus this ultra satellite images, which is like looking at your cell phone. There's just that much difference in resolution what you see. You can see more or less row by row versus kind of a image blob of what you're seeing. It's all good data. It's just a different, you know, you're actually going to see more specific with the ultra high images.
The other thing that you were pointing out about this Mavericks is that if you want to see, I think how you said, the full story is to have pictures done before you apply something and then after to see what the story is, the results.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the satellite imagery, we say, is kind of like the headlines. You're getting the picture, but the ultra-high imagery is like the full story. So really to get your full story, you would want to fly multiple times if you're maybe applying a some nitrogen or maybe you're a fungicide treatment or something that you're doing some treatment or stages of growth that you'd want to fly it this time and then fly it again to see what the difference is and how to read it. So you'd actually want to fly it multiple times to get a full story benefit from the information.
So if a farmer wanted to do this, they wanted to see these images and have them help them make decisions, how do they schedule this or how does this take place?
You would need to see your local M&M crop specialist. We can sign you up. Actually, the planes are running. I think they guarantee an actual, I think it's a two-day turnaround. So if you order it today, 2 days from now, you should have imagery to where you can actually view. Once you put your field in there, your satellite images are downloaded for 5 years automatically for you. So that is going to be built for you right away. It's just the ultra-high imagery. If you choose to do that, it's about a they guarantee it in about 2 days.
Will they be able to keep these images? Like maybe would they have a login or something, or they download them on their iPad?
Yes. So if they do choose to go with this, you would purchase it and you would actually get a login and you would actually be able to see any time you wanted to go on there. And obviously cloud coverage days, you're not going to get imagery, but you'll be able to see the daily images that are downloaded onto your each field. So it's an interactive program to where you can log in anytime.
Well, Elaine, that's exciting to me, and I know you've been working with M&M Service for a number of years. So what's your opinion of this new technology, and how do you feel about these new things?
I think it's pretty exciting. You know, technology always changes, and you see things come and go, but imagery, I think, is kind of the buzz now, along with sensors. Sensors is another thing that you're going to hear a lot about in the future. We're going to do a lot of sensing on applying it to equipment in the field to where they can know what part needs more water, what part needs more nitrogen, or, you know, you're going to see a lot of sensory things coming. Just a lot of information that before you thought it's not going to be here, but it is. The other thing I do want to mention with Maverick is they've got a really cool scouting app. And you can, once you get your fields on there, it'll bring up your image on, you can download it on your phone and you can see the image. And if there's red areas, which are lower yielding areas, you can actually walk directly to that field, to that area in the field, and you can actually pull up and see what the issue is. So if it's weeds, you can download the weed chart and you can choose your weed. If it's drainage, if it's disease issue, I mean, whatever the issue might be, you can record that in that area. Take a picture of it. You can share with a crop adjuster or whatever. I mean, it's got some really cool, it's one of the best scouting apps that I've seen.
Elaine Frerix, Precision Technology Manager for M&M Service Company in Litchfield. In other news, it's Agriculture Awareness Day and Pork Producers Barbecue Day at the Madison County Fair. The 4-H Swine Show starts at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef Show at 9. The Car and Lawnmower Demolition Derby is the grandstand event tonight. That starts at 7 o'clock. 7:30, the 4-H Livestock Auction takes place in the Swine Barn. And there will be live music from 8 to midnight. Also going on today, the Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn from 8 to noon. They're selling that in the Gillespie United Methodist Church parking lot for $3 a dozen. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.